Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. Listen, we're going to go to number one of the Triple Dipper. I'm calling this the Governor Ivey Interview Review. All right, so Copper, go ahead and get that audio ready. We're going to be using that here in 1 second. But folks, listen, so here's the deal. Do I know her personally? Certainly. And do I like her as a person? Certainly. But I'll be honest with you. I've got to call balls and strikes or I do not have an honest show. I'm not going to be disingenuous and sort of just pick my favorites and love on them all the time. It's a principled show. We're going to stand on the principles of conservatism anytime we get a chance. And if we see something that's kind of jacked up or could have used work, we're going to call it out. Like there's things right now happening down in Montgomery, even as we speak right now. We're not sure where it's going to go yet, but there is reason to believe that the constitutional carry bill, the legislature may have trouble getting it passed. They did pass it in the Senate, but they amended the House version, so it came down to the House. The House disagreed with the amendments, so it went to a conference committee. We're going to see, apparently they were coming out of conference a little while ago. I'll get an update on that and see where it is. But that's interesting, and that's happening right now as we speak in Montgomery. On top of that, you got the gambling bill. The gambling bill came out of committee yesterday. Why? Why is that? Why was that even a thing? Why was that even necessary right now? Is this really the appropriate time to talk about giving a monopoly to the bad actors who have been breaking our state laws on casinos now for years? And when I say that, I do not say it lightly. Folks, I'm just telling you, this is a debacle of a bill. So that's being debated right now. The other thing that caught my attention, literally as I was just about to arrive at the studio, I got word that the State House in Michigan just passed a rescission, or basically a freezing, of their state gas tax for a period of time because of all that is going on right now in terms of, you know, inflation and the cost to the average person at the pump. But then I thought, wait a minute, that's pretty interesting. I sent it to a couple of guys at 1819. I'm sorry, at API, and one of them pointed out a story that I had just missed. That apparently, the Georgia State Legislature has already passed that, and Governor Kemp in Georgia, to our east, is about to sign it. And yet, are you hearing anything out of Governor Ivey, or from our state legislature, about giving you a break at the pump on the gas tax they helped raise? No, you're not. Well, okay. That's going on right now. There's some good things happening. I mean, they're working. They've established, you know, some budgetary processes that we put in place a few years ago. They've established a reserve now too for the general fund account. They've got other things that are happening. They did some things during special session. I called them out good on it when they did about dealing with COVID and COVID mandates. But folks, there's a lot to be desired in what is and is not happening in Montgomery right now. Not the least of which was the interview that I caught hold of on CBS 42 out of Birmingham. Governor Ivey does not usually do one-on-one interviews, at least not, you know, beyond just the press caught her at an event. In this particular case, she actually had a sit-down interview with Andrea Lindenberg, who used to be, by the way, on FM Talk 99.5 in the morning with Matt Murphy. It was the Matt and Annie show. Well, that was Annie. Well, Annie's now back in TV doing anchoring for CBS 42. And yeah, so she did an interview with Governor Ivey. It was not a great interview. I don't know if anybody in her camp walked away going, good job, Governor. Nailed that one. But I doubt it. Because the things that she said and that she didn't say and that she apparently didn't know how to say were kind of glaring. So there's three parts of this. I did a little bit of this yesterday afternoon. Some of y'all missed it. I'm going to go ahead and rehash a little bit of what I did yesterday. And then we're just going to break this down for a bit. So, Copper, I tell you what. Let's do this. Let's start with the first section of this interview. This one is solely related to the gas tax. Go ahead and hit clip two.
Let's talk about the gas tax. I know you saw the prices as you all were driving in here today. They're so very high. And one of your challengers, Tim James, says that that's the main reason he's running against you. One of the reasons is the gas tax, which we know is Rebuild Alabama. I know you're very proud of the Rebuild Alabama program. But what do you say to those voters who are frustrated with gas prices and quite frankly, angry with you that the tax went up?
Well, goodness knows we've got some 1,500 road projects going on all over the state and almost all 67 counties. But and there's no question that the gas prices have risen under the Biden administration. When Trump left office, it was about $2 a gallon. And since President Biden's been in office, it's dramatically increased. Biden just needs to reverse his dangerous actions that limits domestic energy production. We don't need to be dependent on foreign oil. We need to be energy independent. And he needs to step up and reduce the prices at the pump.
The James ad talks about that tax just goes up and up and up. For the viewers who are watching who are just angry about gas prices and want to pin that on you, how do you explain that to them? It's a trade-off, isn't it, with roads or tax?
No. With every penny of the Rebuild Alabama money goes to road bridges and to our port. And the Rebuild Alabama does take into account that since we hadn't raised taxes on gas in some almost 30 years, and the money from the gas tax goes to build roads and bridges. So should the price increase in the cost of asphalt and bridge materials, there's an index in there that will allow 1 cent every 2 years, if it's needed, to pay for the increased cost. But it won't go up more than 1 cent every 2 years. So that's the reason for that. So Mr. James is just misleading our people in some ways.
Wow.
I want to talk about the...
Wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, first of all, he's not misleading anybody. All right, he's right. This tax that was put in that was like pushed for by Governor Ivey, like she was, I heard stories about her calling people into the governor's office and literally looking at them and saying, are you going to say yes or no to the gas tax? If they said no, she just stared at them for a minute, wrote their name in a book and thanked them for coming over. What did that tell you? It told you that she was basically threatening them with, you're not going to get any road projects in your district and all that. I'll tell you what, I'd have said, Governor, why is my name in your book? Let's go outside and have a press conference and talk about what you just did. And you can explain to my constituents why I need to raise their taxes without any reforms at all. Well, so here's the deal, folks. She's being a bit disingenuous by trying to talk around. First of all, she tries to blame it on Biden. Yes, President Biden's got some jacked up energy policies, and that has caused our prices to go through the roof. A big, big chunk of the increases that we've seen in the last year plus have come from Biden's policies. I am not arguing that. That's the truth. But what she's deflecting on is the fact that 10 cents on every gallon is new because of her and our state legislature. 10 cents on every gallon is new because of Governor Ivey and the legislature raising a new gas tax. Now, here's what she's also being a little bit disingenuous on. It's important to know how this tax breaks down. There's always been a road and bridge fund, all right? We've always had a gas tax. That was there before. We last saw it raised in like 1992, I think it was. And the argument was, we need more money. We don't have enough. We don't have enough to do the things we need for our state. Well, okay, roads and bridges cost money. I totally get that. But here's the thing. That road and bridge tax that we had already at the pump was 18 cents on the gallon. And that 18 cents went into a thing called the Alabama Road and Bridge Fund. And at the same time, they were telling you during the push for this new tax that they had to have more money. They were spending the money they had on things that did not involve roads and bridges. The last time I remember looking at the stats, something like $65 million was coming out every year to fund state troopers and to fund the court system. And those are good things, but those are not roads and bridges. So don't tell the people of the state of Alabama, we don't have enough money. We got to have more when you're spending what you do have on things that don't relate. All right, so there's that. Number two, yes, the new tax is called the Rebuild Alabama Act. Yes, they put the old money, the 18 cents that was there already, they left it in the road and bridge fund. They put the new money into a new account called the Rebuild Alabama account or fund, basically. And so that portion, that new bill they passed, rather than put it in and commingle it with existing funds, they sequestered it off to the side. They earmarked it. And that is going to go up every 2 years by at least 1 cent every two. It could go up in perpetuity. We could be here 20 years from now talking about the fact that we just raised 10 cents more because every 2 years it went up another penny. So the very idea that she would try to skirt around that it's an escalating tax, it never requires the legislature to vote on it again, and it's basically just like saying, hey, you know what? Taxing in perpetuity, taxation without representation, we're just going to let it happen. And here's the third piece. You heard her mention there's an index. Here's what happens. There's a construction materials index. How much does it cost for asphalt? How much does it cost for gravel? How much does it cost for dirt? How much does it cost for labor? All these things. And those things are part of the index. And as they go up, it justifies the 1 cent increase every 2 years. Okay. Except what is not often made known is that many of the road building companies themselves are the ones who own the companies that produce the asphalt and the gravel. And so when they say the cost went up, guess who controlled the cost? The road builders who benefit from the 1 cent increase every 2 years. So all they got to do is raise the cost, which, by the way, helps them. They earn more. So I'm just saying, folks, it's a self-licking ice cream cone. And yeah, that gas tax went up, and it went up exponentially. 10 cents on the dollar or the gallon is what you're paying now because of her tax. The candidate for governor against her in the primary, Tim James, is right. You got a caller on the line? I don't know if I have time right now. We got a break we got to take. So tell you what, if you would go ahead and tell our caller online too, if he can hold on during the break, I'll take him as soon as we get back. All right, let's go ahead and run to that break right now and get that done. All right, folks, listen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. That's number one on the Triple Dipper, is the KIV interview review. I just broke down the first piece of it. Gas tax coming up next. Gambling, not her problem apparently. We'll talk about that when we get back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, I had a caller that held on during the break, and I really appreciate that. So let me just, without further ado, jump over there and thank him. Line 2, JD from Huntsville. Hey, JD, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing?
Hey, Phil. I love this show. I love that slogan, solid conservative, just plain right. I love that.
Thank you, sir.
But listen, I moved here about 10 years ago from Georgia, and the first thing I noticed was that Alabama has a 9 cent sales tax.
Yeah.
In Georgia, there was a 7 cent sales tax. And so I thought to myself, wait a minute, and we still have state income tax. So basically, Alabama is double dipping on the tax. Which and now they want, you know, and then they added this gas tax years ago, which no one got to vote on. And now they're wanting to add gambling so they can have more money to mismanage. And I'm just saying, I don't think they know how to manage the money they have. Why would I ever vote to allow them to have more money to mismanage?
Wow. Man, I need to have you come guest host the show sometime, JD.
Well, you look at Tennessee. I think Tennessee has a 9 cent or 9.5 or 10 cent, but they don't have any state income tax.
Yeah, and
that, when you ask people about that, they'll say, "Well, Alabama has lower property tax." I'm like, "Well, that depends on where you live."
It does depend on where you live. It also depends on whether you own property, really. But the other piece too, that 9 cents on the dollar, that's actually 10 cents in some places. That's a combination of local and state. The state sales income tax or sales tax rate is 4 cents. The rest of it is made up by your local municipality or county governments, and they kind of vary around the state. So sometimes it's 10 cents on the dollar in certain parts of the state, but I mean, when is enough enough? I'm not sure what it takes to have enough funds to do government. At what point do they give something back? And there's not been a whole lot of that going around right now.
the people that say, well, we don't want to send the gambling dollars to Georgia and Tennessee and Florida, I'm like, okay, well, do you ever vacation outside of the state of Alabama?
Yeah.
Well, of course you do. So you don't. That's not really the issue. The issue is you just want the convenience of gambling.
Yeah, exactly. And that bill is so much more than a lottery, by the way. The lottery is a small piece of it. That casino piece of that, that is an ungodly bill. And I don't mean that in a lightweight fashion. It literally does everything that Republicans say we don't stand for as a party.
Absolutely.
All right, JD, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you very much. Thanks for being in the audience, which was a great segue, by the way. So we're going to go back to this thing with Governor Ivey. And I'm going to play clip three right now. We got time, Copper? What do you think? Yeah, we do. Let's go ahead and do it. Let's go ahead and play. It's only about a minute, 45 seconds for gambling. Listen closely. Tell me if you hear anything of value in this portion of our interview. Go ahead and play it.
The lottery, it can't seem to get off the ground. I know we have new bills being introduced in the legislature. What do you want to see for the future of Alabama when it comes to casinos or lottery or any of those?
That's an issue I think the people of Alabama ought to vote on. And let's let the people decide, not Montgomery. And that's what the people of Alabama ought to have the right to vote on that some. If they if the legislature wants a lottery or gaming, they need to put it on the ballot for the people of Alabama to vote on.
So when the legislators meeting and talking about it, you stay out of it?
I want the people to vote on that issue.
About education,
right,
I mean, you're very proud of it.
Wow. Okay, that was a nothing burger. That was called Ain't My Problem. But literally, it was her problem last year when it was not an election year. So last year, the almost identical bill came up. It had all the same mishmash of just awfulness in it with, you know, monopolies and growing government and taxation. And Governor Ivey herself said at the time, and you can look it up, go research Governor Ivey, quote, 2021 gambling, and you'll find the article eventually. I think it was on AL.com or maybe in Yellowhammer, one of the two. And she literally says something to the effect of, gambling, it happens in the state right now anyway, and it's illegal, but it's hard to enforce. So we're going to bring it all out in the open so we can regulate it and tax it. Well, she cared about it then. So her leadership role last year was basically to say, we need to do this bill. This year it's an election year and she's got a serious primary and her opponents are calling her out on this very issue. And so all of a sudden it's about, I'm just going to sit idly by and not say nothing and let the people of the state vote on it. Well, they'll vote on it, but Governor, you're allowed to be a leader. You're allowed to have a plan. You're allowed to have a position. And leadership matters. And if she were to say, folks, as governor of this state, if you send me a bill like that, I plan to veto it. Or folks, if you see a bill like that hit your ballot, just understand this. I don't like it. I'm not for it. I'm going to start enforcing the laws of this state against these bad actors who are trying to get the bill paid for right now. But she's not doing that. All right, we're going to come back. Next clip on the KIV interview review is going to be her education no plan. It's an awful interview, and somewhere her comms staff is pulling their hair out right now because this did not go well. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.